Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Godfather criticizes The Undertaker's final farewell. WWE rehires multiple producers, and we say farewell to Bob Ryder. For Thursday, November 26th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Happy Thanksgiving to our friends in the United States of America. As a gift to you, how about the Black Friday sale early at cultaholicshop.com. 20% off t-shirts, hoodies, and our new Christmas item. 30% off pins and posters, and 40% off everything else. Plus, free autographed art prints for the first 100 orders. There's no code needed, but when it is gone, it is gone. The Black Friday sale starts now at cultaholicshop.com.
Through everything, there were constants here, and he was a constant. His legacy is that there'll never be another.
He was able to take that character and morphed it in order to keep this dead man alive.
The longevity, and to get such reaction, it was just magic.
We're lucky to be able to have seen him perform.
The bar for respect for WWE is The Undertaker. Our lasting impression of The Undertaker is our never-ending, ass-kicking, undead phenomenon.
He's the epitome of Superman in this business.
And to ride the edge of a lightning bolt for 30 years, he's had, hands down, one of the absolute best careers in the history of the business.
Lots has been said over the last 4 days about the final farewell, the Undertaker's swan song with WWE at Survivor Series this past Sunday. Obviously, we talked about it here on the podcast, and it was a wonderful send-off. Weird not having a crowd there, but that can't be helped in this current climate. One person who has had their say on the matter is somebody who was in attendance there, that being the Godfather, Charles Wright. He has been responding to some fan comments made on Instagram. So there was media online of the Bone Street crew meeting up during the final farewell. And a few people took to the comment section to make their feelings felt on the final farewell. One person saying, the whole farewell thing was pretty boring. You guys all came into the ring for what? To which Godfather, on his official Instagram account, replied with, right. Mm-hmm. Another comment says, what was the point of having you all there to say nothing? It was awesome to see you back on TV, but I wanted more. Godfather replies to that, saying, could have been written better. And one quite long-winded comment goes, they bring you and all of Taker's old friends just for you all to leave the ring directly after being introduced. I don't watch wrestling much anymore, but tune in to see this, and I cannot believe how far the WWE has fallen off. This send-off was embarrassing for someone the caliber of The Undertaker. With the cinematic success of his Mania match, They couldn't produce something where he's digging his own grave and all of his friends are there to watch him ascend to the heavens, or something more mysterious, something filmed outside of this lame Thunderdome. For somebody who doesn't watch wrestling enough, he certainly knows all the words. An empty arena with piped-in crowd noise was the best he deserves. There is zero creativity anymore. Flat out lazy and boring. Lazy and uninspired. Seeing you all hang out at the hotel would have been more entertaining. Long-winded comment that got the response from Godfather, well said. And you're right, the night before was epic. One more here. A lot more thought should have gone into that last night, but at least the BSK got to reunite one more time at the hotel. And Godfather said there, that's the most important. So whilst Godfather was happy to see his mates again, very outspoken about the creative behind the Undertaker's final farewell. PW Insider have reported that multiple backstage WWE producers have returned to work. Shane Helms was backstage at Survivor Series this past weekend, and now he's back full-time producing Monday Night Raw. He was let go back in April due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He was at Full Gear recently. He made a cameo during the Elite Deletion, so he's bounced across back to WWE. Also, PW Insider reporting that Dave Fit Finlay is backstage. He was at NXT last night producing the show, furloughed back in April, officially returned a few days before, apparently in the last week or so, according to PW Insider. And also they're reporting that Brian Kendrick, who haven't seen much of via WWE television, has been behind the scenes. He's now working as primarily a producer for NXT. So some old names coming back to resume their roles as producers, and a few new people trying their hand at producing as well.
Yep, and the odds are about to get better for Ember Moon. Tony Storm helping her ally up.
Here we go, guys.
What? Oh, oh, no.
What the?
Wait a minute.
Oh, oh, that's close.
Tony Storm is just essentially fed Ember Moon to the wolves.
Ember Moon's still got some fight left in her, but I don't know if she realizes.
Oh!
I'm not sure she realizes what just happened to her.
This is definitely not what I expected for Tony Storm at this point.
And speaking of NXT, we had a big heel turn last night on the Black and Gold brand as Toni Storm turned her back on Ember Moon during the segment that you heard just there, throwing her into the ring for Candice LeRae, Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai to destroy. And a bit later on, Toni Storm reveals that, yeah, we are getting a new Toni Storm, a bad guy Toni Storm, and she has officially joined Candice LeRae's War Games team. A heel turn for Toni Storm is something I wasn't expecting. She's always been the archetype babyface pretty much wherever she's gone. So this is going to be interesting to see how she rolls in this capacity. I think she'll be excellent once she gets going. We'll find out Shotzi Blackheart's team next week, if not before that, for War Games next month. Also last night on NXT, we saw an absent team make a return. The former NXT UK Tag Team Champions, the Grizzled Young Veterans, made their return to the company. This was their first appearance since before the pandemic. Travel arrangements haven't been great, so them, along with Pete Dunne, were missing out on lots of TV time because of the pandemic. They returned attacking Everrise last night before Everrise could have their match, and they have staked their claim on the NXT Tag Team Championships. Oh, this is great to see these guys back. So good to see them back within the mix for the Tag Team Championships. Hey, the NXT Tag Team Division, on the quiet, building up quite nicely at the moment. Also from last night's NXT, we have another match added to War Games, the TakeOver pay-per-view next month. Thought we might be getting another blindfold match between Cameron Grimes and Dexter Lumis. That is not the case. As a result of revealing a strap in a bag, Dexter Lumis has thrown down the challenge to Cameron Grimes for a strap match. a match that William Regal has accepted on behalf of Cameron Grimes, much to Grimes' chagrin. So we're getting ourselves a classic strap match at NXT TakeOver War Games as well. We'll run through NXT later today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. It is you and I for NXT Graded.
Is there anyone that can stop the AEW Women's World Champion?
She limps away after a rugged matchup, but still the AEW Women's Champion.
Perhaps we spoke too soon.
Look who's here, Abaddon. And Abaddon is making an impact emotionally and mentally.
Oh, and she's got the belt.
On the champion. Oh, my goodness.
Is marking that Women's World Championship.
Yeah, guys, what she's doing here is making it clear that she's coming for the AEW Women's Championship. Look at Sheeta.
On the other side, we had Abaddon making her presence felt in AEW. So on Dynamite last night, following Hikaru Shida's successful AEW Women's title defense against Anna Jay, we saw the return of Abaddon crawling towards Shida on the ramp and then licking the AEW Women's Championship with a mouthful of what appeared to be blood. It was a grim but very delicious sight. Just a really cool visual of Abaddon licking the Women's Championship mouth, we guess, full of blood. I don't know. First time we've seen Abaddon since October. She had a match against Ty Conti that was taped for Dark that we never saw because, as it's transpired, Abaddon took an elbow to the throat and left her unable to breathe. The match was stopped because the injury was that serious and she was rushed to hospital. She's fine, all is well, and she is back in AEW with her eyes set on a match against Hikaru Shida. Next week on AEW, we found out we are getting ourselves, as well as Jon Moxley and Kenny Omega, for the AEW Championship. We're getting the Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal, the winner of which earns a 45-carat diamond ring that is theirs for the entire year. So far, Kip Sabian and Miro, Orange Cassidy, Scorpio Sky, Matt Sydal, Sean Spears, John Silver, Alex Reynolds, Private Party, Sammy Guevara, Adam Hangman Page, and MJF and Wardlow all confirmed for the match. MJF, the winner from last year, he could potentially repeat. Also next week, we're getting Darby Allin and Cody Rhodes teaming up against Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs. On the subject of Team Taz there, AEW Dynamite last night saw Taz getting on the mic, asking for the proper respect for the FTW Championship from management. And Cody comes out to try and talk him down and reveals that Taz's son is training with the Nightmare Family. So this was news to us in general, that Taz's son was training with AEW, in particular as part of the Nightmare Family. This led to Taz choking out Cody Rhodes as a thank you. Taz's son filed for the trademark hook, which is going to be used for wrestling purposes, back on the 20th of November. So we could see Taz's son in a wrestling capacity very soon, as opposed to an on-TV capacity. We saw him very briefly yesterday, but we could see him in a wrestling capacity sooner rather than later. More on AEW Dynamite from last night on AEW Dynamite Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on. And Ross will be here too with the AEWTF moments from Dynamite later on today as well at youtube.com/Cultaholic. And finally, we here at Cultaholic pay our respects to Impact Wrestling founder Bob Ryder, who has passed away after a long battle with cancer. Bob Ryder, not only a wrestling pioneer, but an internet wrestling pioneer. It was back in the 1990s that Bob Ryder, along with Prodigy, was changing the shape of wrestling and connecting it to the rest of the World Wide Web. Here is Bob Ryder in an interview with Jeremy Borash from TNA Today from back in 2012 talking about it. And if you are shopping online for Christmas, let's face it, we all are. Everything's a bit closed. Sign up with Quidco to get cash back when you spend money at places like Amazon and Argos and eBay. In fact, if you sign up through cultaholic.com, you get a free fiver. Go to cultaholic.com/cashback and sign up to Quidco for a free fiver paid into your bank account or via PayPal. cultaholic.com/cashback.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And finally, we here at Cultaholic pay our respects to Impact Wrestling founder Bob Ryder, who has passed away after a long battle with cancer. Bob Ryder, not only a wrestling pioneer, but an internet wrestling pioneer. It was back in the 1990s that Bob Ryder, along with Prodigy, was changing the shape of wrestling and connecting it to the rest of the World Wide Web. Here is Bob Ryder in an interview with Jeremy Borash from TNA Today from back in 2012 talking about it.
When Prodigy came along, the industry publications were talking about the future and that was where it was going to happen. So I signed on to Prodigy and very quickly got involved with that, and they made me one of their travel experts. And it just kind of fell into place where they were opening different sections of the service, and one section they wanted to develop was professional wrestling. So they sent an email to everybody saying, anybody interested? And I said, well, yeah, I was a fan, growing up. I'd love to be involved and see what I can do. And then we took it, and the backstage chats. We did something with WWE at WrestleMania in Hartford in 1995, and then it grew. Met Eric Bischoff, got hooked up with WCW, brought you on board with the WCW live show, which was a blast. We had a lot of fun with that. We were, I guess, the official last turn of programming to flip the switch on that last day. But it's been fun. It was pretty interesting. It was a crazy time in the late 90s getting the internet going, and some things probably would be done differently, but it is what it is now, and we had fun doing it.
It was Bob Ryder's website, onewrestling.com, that broke the news of some big wrestling stories from back in the late 90s, including Bret Hart's move to WCW. Bob Ryder would himself move to WCW shortly after this, and he began hosting WCW Live with Jeremy Borash up until WCW closed its doors in 2001. And then he turned his mind to the next thing, a wrestling product that could fill the void left by WCW. But as Bob says himself, that was not going to be easy.
WWE had won the war and had really kind of scorched earth, for a couple of years doing what they had to do to get the job done. They made it impossible for any other network to take a look at wrestling. There wasn't a chance of getting back on network programming, cable. Nobody wanted it. They all looked the other way. The advertisers were upset. The boycotts from the protest groups, it just wasn't a good time to be wanting to get into the wrestling business. So the idea that we had was, how can we get our foot in the door? Because we knew wrestling always comes back. How can we get our foot in the door so that when it's time, we'll be the first ones that are there to take you know, take the next step. And so that's really how the Wednesday night pay-per-view idea came up, was let's do something, do it as you know, reasonably priced as we can, not lose a lot of money, but make sure that we show that we can do it. So we surrounded ourselves with the people from, you know, production that we'd worked with before, and you know, people that really, you know, knew what they were doing, and we put together a product that, you know, ended up proving what we thought, that we could do it, and suddenly doors started opening, and it took some time, but, you know, they did open. And the idea was, let's do a weekly pay-per-view program because we can't get on cable. You know, what we did was take a roundabout way to get to where we are now, and I don't think we could have made it 10 years if we hadn't taken that chance. There would have been no place for us to be. We would have been waiting like everybody else to try to start up something that there was no home for.
Bob Ryder was a key part of TNA Wrestling's early days and continued to be a part of Impact Wrestling for the longest time. The longest serving employee of Impact Wrestling had numerous roles within the company. He went from handling contract negotiations with talent to sorting out travel arrangements as well. He was a part of Impact Wrestling right up until his passing. It was Dave Meltzer who broke the news, saying Bob Ryder was found dead at his home in Nashville by police today. Impact Wrestling have put out a statement. Everyone at Impact Wrestling is heartbroken by the passing of Bob Ryder, one of its founders, and in many ways the heart and soul of the promotion. As many fans know, the very idea to create this company was born on Bob's fishing boat during a trip off the Gulf Coast in 2001. It's no exaggeration to state that Impact Wrestling would have never existed without Bob's inspiration and would have not gone on to entertain millions of fans over two decades without his passion and dedication behind the curtain. Many have paid their respects and shared memories of Bob Ryder via Twitter. Dixie Carter, former owner of Impact Wrestling, says beyond devastated about the passing of Bob Ryder. He was the kindest, most selfless person you could imagine. He always did for others. He meant the world to me. Former TNA and Impact Wrestling star Chris Parks, aka Abyss, tweeted out, "I love you, Bob Ryder. Rest in peace, my friend. I know I'll see you again someday." Drake Maverick has tweeted out, "RIP to my dear friend Bob Ryder. I loved you very much. I wish I told you what you meant to me, because you were always there for me, like a great uncle when I first arrived in America. I cannot believe that you are gone." Matt Hardy tweeting out, "Just heard the sad news about Bob Ryder's passing. Bob took some great care of me and my family during my time with Impact Wrestling. Even after I left, Bob was so incredibly supportive of my family and career. Godspeed, my friend. You will be missed." Joel Gertner, former ECW announcer, says, "I first met Bob Ryder on Prodigy Interactive Service, pre-World Wide Web, as early as 1989. We were correspondents in the hashtag wrestling forum, pre-TNA, pre-ECW. He loved wrestling. I'm not surprised that he, like I, found a way to become a more direct contributor to the landscape. R.I.P. Bob." And finally, Jeremy Borash says, "There are people that can enter your life and completely change everything. Bob Ryder was that person for me. His courageous, long fight with cancer never kept his spirits down. He was the kind of best friend that comes along once in a lifetime. I will miss him terribly." Now, as a wrestling fan, after you finish listening to this podcast, you may watch a wrestling video on our YouTube channel. You may visit other wrestling websites. You may post in a wrestling subreddit. Know that all of those things that you do are partly in thanks to Bob Ryder, who was a pioneer in connecting wrestling to the internet and vice versa. There would be no Cultaholic if it hadn't been for the early steps that people like Bob Ryder made onto the World Wide Web. And we here at Cultaholic, we send our thoughts, our respects, and our condolences to the friends and family of the late, great Bob Ryder. For Thursday, November 26th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.